And what I'd like to do now is to really anchor in those statements we just said in the affirmation with a brief meditation. So we invite you to close your eyes and tune in to the energy of you within you. And residing within that energy are the angels and guides who know you and love you so much. These angels and guides have some packages that they wish to push into your heart and ask permission. Are you willing to receive these gifts from your guides and angels? For we have just made some statements of intent, and we wish to amplify these statements with the angelic presence being given now. The first gift is peace. And just feel, sense, and know there is a package of peace being pushed into your heart energy now. The next package is the package of joy. And just feel, sense, or know that there is a package of joy being pushed into your heart area. And the next gift that comes is a package of happiness. Feel, sense, or just know there is a package of happiness being pushed into your heart area. And finally, the last gift coming from the guides and angels now is the package of abundance. And just feel, sense, or know this package of abundance is being delivered to you, pushed into your heart area. And there is nothing to do except receive these gifts that are yours by divine right. And let us now take the time to hear a message coming through from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are so many who are asking a really unusual question, but it keeps coming up. Are we featuring ascension energy or burnout? I can't tell the difference. That is a question. That is an interesting one, especially coming from a light worker, an old soul. Let me try to explain it. In order to explain that strange question, we have to go back in time just a little bit to discuss this energy that you are in. This particular energy is being the last month of this particular year of 2025, as this is given. It features an unusual year for almost all of you. The ones who would tune in to this particular channeling, or this particular program where this channeling has occurred. I've told you many, many years ago to expect a time that was this time. It was going to be the shift, and it was going to be a time when light started to come on the planet in such a way that darkness would show. That basically was the message. There's going to be a time, a shift, in a certain number of years that corresponded to that which is the precession of the equinoxes that had been predicted and targeted for change. But the biggest attribute of this shift, this change for all of you, would be that more light would start coming to this planet. That's a metaphor for an awakening consciousness. But the metaphor is that the light would then spotlight all of the dirt that you never saw before. That's a metaphor for seeing all of the ugly consciousness that has been here, that has been part of your lives. Many of them, all your past lives, have been accomplished and lived and expressed in a very old energy. Almost all of you, dear ones, who would watch this program and understand that you have past lives on this planet, almost all of you have been part of wars, because that's what humans do. And you know I'm right. One stops, another one starts. One stops, another one starts. It's almost like a never-ending old energy paradigm. And I told you to look forward to that paradigm crumbling, and it's beginning to. What else have you seen that is disturbing, especially this year? Have you seen anything that didn't make sense? Difficulties? Have you had issues you never thought you would have? Are there abundance changes? Is there a consciousness shift that surprised you with those you knew or thought you knew? This is spotlighting the dirt. Have you seen any greed, perhaps, that surprised you in any places? Maybe it didn't surprise you, but at least you got to see it. That is what I said would take place. Now, the old soul sees the shift as a time of light. That's what we said. So the old soul would anticipate, perhaps, that this would be a time of awakening, it is, and that which we call ascension. Ascension has been described as an awakening so much that your very consciousness starts to become multidimensional, that you start being aware of things that you weren't before. Your intuition starts to become very sharp and very good, so good that you can count on intuition. That is an awakening light worker. That's a high consciousness that's developing in many on this planet right now. But the dark that is the old consciousness, it is there as well, is it not? But we also told you something else to look forward. When things are the same and have remained the same, especially in an older, darker consciousness on this planet, when that happens and you have any kind of a shift or change after hundreds of years, if not more, of the same kinds of expectations, the same kinds of things that have happened over and over and over that would even create wars, when that starts to shift and change, it affects everyone. But mostly an older consciousness, when it starts to see the light being turned on, will fight. It'll scratch. It'll scream. It'll push back in ways it never did before. That's why that question is here. How could you have ascension at the same time you have burnout? That's what it feels like. Because the old soul who starts to awaken in a higher way is also now aware of the pushback of the dark, the pushback of an old energy. We're not talking about evil spirits. We're not talking about entities coming in from hell or any of the other mythological things that you see in the movies. We're talking about dark and light consciousness. We're talking about that which has been the planet for years and years, up against what is coming in at a greater level. Integrity, honesty, the desire for peace, the desire for compassion instead of reaction, kindness, even among politicians. I know some of you say that's an oxymoron. Can't happen. That's what you're starting to see. You can understand, can you not, that those things that I just mentioned to you would be frightening to those who have always had the secrets of greed, what they've been taking for so long? Not just leadership, dear ones. We're talking about regular human beings on the paths that were created for them in an old energy, doing what they always had in an old energy. Lack of caring. All of that gossip and talking about others. That's old energy. That's a dark energy, dear ones, if you hadn't figured that out yet. Where you take others to task just because you don't like them, because maybe they have something you don't. This is the way the planet has been for so long, until we and you come together to create light on this planet like it has never seen before. You are just beginning this battle. This has been a difficult year. It doesn't mean next year will also be, dear ones, because things are happening in the field that you don't know about yet, that are going to be a little sweeter, I would tell you that, a little different, I will tell you that. You might say this was the year of learning, even though that's not the message that I gave that this year was about. But for many of you, it has been difficult, very difficult. And that's because this reality that you call normal, how things work for you, is starting to change. What would happen if many of the human beings on this planet actually started moving into the reality of another dimension? Now, this is a subject that is not able to be discussed in a few minutes. What is dimensionality? We have had that discussion before. What does it mean for any humanity on this planet to move slightly into another dimension? Well, the first thing that happens is they don't disappear, dear ones. It's an added dimension to the ones you already have. So they have perhaps a little more awareness. There's more light on their path to see to go left or right. There is more awareness of the dark things on the planet. Some of you are reeling in disbelief when you start to discover what has always been there. So that question about what really is happening, burnout, some of you feel that is what you're facing. Ascension, that is also happening. You might say burnout and ascension are happening at the identical same time. I want you to know the difference, because it's light work. That's why they call you a light worker. The battle is here. I told you it was coming. But it doesn't necessarily have to be like this from now on. Better things are coming, dear ones. And I want you to understand the difference. Ascension is filled with love. Ascension attitude, ascension consciousness is much, much different than burnout. It's something that you will say, oh, now I know, I recognize. When things start to shift, you will know them, and you will know that which is different from burnout. So many light workers are taking that light and shining it so bright that it feels like it's burning. At the same time, it's pressing this earth with great light and great love. Stay the course, as they say. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.